阿巴东北是的，干工人都什么东西？哦，他人学不当什么？他阿巴东北去的就当，就人都不当，哪个都不当。
If you try this song and if you meditation find in Krishna, probably you get the explanation of the praise of Ramadhatta.
Ramadhatta, Vajadhatta.
You also call it Vajadhatta.
Yeah. Asana Kharva Dun 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 Gomzo.
We should now sing the seven ways to shine inside and out and practice recitation meditation.
Recitation meditation. Yeah.
Now what question?
One, two, three, four.Fire, six, seven, don't you do it? Yeah, cool.
My question is, what exactly happens to your consciousness when you take things out of the nature? What exactly happens to your consciousness?
Your father, then, so Sema Kande Chaspa. Sema Nupa Kande Zodiko. Mupo la Dember Hembala Tente Chakpa Damba Momba Sumjonso. Chadanga Tene Dunga c h a
As a result of
Tachu Nidinjin Tibete, Denbar Hembalatin, Chadang, the Duan, Yuma, Mulamro, Mulam Petutan.
The example is the example of a dream. When you dream, you take things to be true, and you don't know that you're dreaming, and you take things to be truly existent, then the disturbing.States of attachment, aversion, and stupid indifference arise, and we take different actions and different
results.
So it's like that. Second question.
It says here to purify.
Wait for the microphone, please.
To purify all the thoughts that obscure our wisdom. The few gain certainty and doubt his openness.Please could Rinpoche explain it on how to purify all the thoughts and what we can do to help ourselves to deal with you.
And maybe in the last part, what we can do to help ourselves?
To move towards seeing the view.
So you're cheering alongside that.
Oh yeah. Lee?
Lee?
Oh yeah.
Oh, no.
Namdok miyo trupa la tente namdok jewa yinba sena tene tondan juzi ji hirab ji trupa jie kodo yuwa parikhenpa me parikhenpa la sopa trupa jie kodo tene yor ji trupa chu na yor ji namdok tene rangin ji gado wa
Basically what happens is
Gumbullo trup ji datan chu takpa rabzi le Leda Nyamung Gakwe Tarhiba Ngoni, Leda Nyamung Gakwe Tarhiba Kapso, Nintu Jilog, Tarpa Hebare, Kanzak Dami Tsovu Hebare, Teta Tuli Tuba Nitumba Nijin Kapan Jur Hiba Kapso, Chuji Dami Hebare, chū tam che tō ma ni xie gu bi chum zhen ka yin se na nam tō te chū pa la te pa ka yi mi yur chū pa ka na mi pa nam tō xie bi se tīk sōng te ta chū li chū pa na tō ma ni jin ka pa nchū sōng nam tō ka pa la nam tō ka mi yur chū pa ka gu chū pa ka pa la chū pa rang yin me pa Tripalan Yijima to Nature Hirap Hiko. This and a Tripangana, then Tripangana Nantokaki.
As
then is Haja Chimbu Lola Namdo Marek Chimbo, then Korva Jamso Jersey in Hita. Namdo Nelo Mato non Corvan Corvanton Namdo Yi Chimbo Tim Corvo Jams of Kinzins Namdo Nelo Tony Hit Corvo Jams of Camlo. This and not then Namdo Nelo Hit Namdo Rand Remato Namdo Cago Moto Pango Marabe Abu Marabe. Nandir Jawam to Mlarepe Gombez Zersom Hipa Kapsu Namto Chuko Trover da Arsar Devanga da Machu Nyambar Yamar da Songbasena Namto Nelo Tone Vesa Chukangando Randur Dundoko Mado Randur Dundoko Bara Mato Kago Mado Namto Nelo Chuko the Karendo Rexar Devanga da Requasava Devanga da Rekwa Sava Deva Sonte Namdok Nelo Chuku Tene Chuka Dan Tonda Chiku Shiva.
As the Lord Yogis Mahapa
Sandika Machu Nyambar Yakwada Semna Zochu Maze Semna Zochu Mazepa Semna Zochu Mazepa Luce Lunan Te Tene Gom Nyamja Sumare.
Well,
if that's how it is, then how do we meditate? Resting without contrivance is equivocative. Then the Kaju Jutu Top, Mlare Trupa Hepa, Takpa, Kaju Jutu Top, Jarva Goy Sampe, Dongor Jele, Gomba Kalan Dokone, Sachi
and when
the great Pakistana was
Tsambhagari said, when you see the waves rising up and falling back into the beautifully clear ocean, don't you realize that this is the Lama pointing out to you that the nature of thoughts is Dharmakaya?
Namdo chukotro pete pete me na toka lekha kore pete jamso balap jamso le song jamso le thambana yi song kore. Then the chukong on the journal, Kandemudo, Sena, Malaya Pesombo. Then no one tamji, Jumarihi, other than the Nele Tru, Zunzo and Corbin, Chingdache, Jumi Chuku, Jasas, Jumi Chuku, Jasas in Bacapso, Tenda, Danzin, Nele Tru, Ninzin, Chamachi,
and if you ask, well, then what's it like to actually cut the rope?
That's what
we're
singing about. Sing us.
I know.
Nyehye je tangye pa ngashu ngarso tawa la la tango.
So in order to give you a rest from listening to all this explanation, sometimes it's good to listen to a song.
Tetalaso.
So it's like that.
But we're all bound by it and subjected by it. Now, Rinpoche has spoken a lot about the five senses and mind. I was wondering whether Rinpoche could please elaborate on the reality of time, the nature of time.
The protector and guardian wrote, if the present and the future depended on the past, the present and the future would exist in the past. So in this analysis of time, it's obvious that the three times can only exist one independence upon the other. You can only have an idea of the present if you have an idea of past and future and so forth. They can't exist independent of any notion of the other ones. Well, if they truly existed, and they existed one independence upon the other, then they would have to exist together. Otherwise, how could one depend upon the other if the other one wasn't there? There'd be nothing there for it to depend on. And so then you end up with the absurd consequence of the notion that the present and the future truly exist by depending on the past, that they would have to exist in the past. Since they can't, then in fact time does not truly exist at all.
Thinking though, Tata Walla Tujurna, Depatana Mamba Tatus,
one could similarly say, if the past and the future depend on the present, the past and the future would exist in the present.
Then the composer of Jutu Takwala Rapsichi Marve.
This comes from the chapter in the text.
But then Dava Tape. But then Dava Tapa, ye remove Pala Oma, you get in so a leper to dig in the one on such a kiss on my hindu. Then again, the Gilong the Dingin Doctor Zepa, Patin Dava Trap, Omaju Walejan, Tata one the Menekin, the other Mount Yumi, Tata Wakiji, Nibal and Negmar, Depa, Mati, Gas in Bessanamundo, Mamba, Mati Bessanamundo, to some cover. So, whatever.
The
question
is whether Nanjurji
Wamso, Nepa Tonji painted the Malarepe. So,
the Lord of Yogis Milarepa, the learned Pandit of the definitive meaning, saying, the meeting of appearances and the six kinds of consciousness, this is the guide that turns adverse conditions into a path. Is there anyone here who is able to stick to this path and follow it through? The one for whom desire and craving self-liberate is happy. The rope that ties perceiver and perceived when cut is immovable. Perceived objects and the perceiving consciousness exist simultaneously. They have to come into being. The next time you dream and you recognize you're dreaming, then look at the true nature of the consciousness and the object that it perceives. And then you'll understand what Morava is singing about. You'll have experience of it.
Balarapa's
song here, in this song, he's singing of his own experience.
Peta lazo.
Just like that. Fourth question.
Yeah. I was wondering about whether one can experience the true nature of reality through the sense consciousnesses. My understanding this morning was that the sense consciousnesses arise from the fruition of the karmic seeds rather than through there being any reality out there, as it were. Earlier on in the verses, it talks about an unstained consciousness where there is no thought. I was wondering about the causes linked to that unstained consciousness. Whereas the thoughts, the conceptual consciousness comes from. In the verse to do with the tongue, it talks about not the causes of the taste sense consciousness, i.e., the tongue's nature is emptiness. The object tasted is also voidness. They are the essence of Javadati, not the causes.
One can't recognize the true nature of reality just with the sense consciousnesses alone, because the experience of the sense consciousness is a non-conceptual perception of an object. So there's no concept of realizing its true nature or not. So the way to realize the true nature of reality is to look at the essential nature of the thoughts generated by the mental consciousness and to rest within their true nature, which is luminous non-duality. And when you rest in that luminous non-duality in a non-conceptual way, then the five sense consciousnesses are an uninterrupted flow of vivid and beautiful clarity.
Tena meke nam hi je ma ja thamba la tu je do tena ma je ge me ha ko ma re. Tese na gong meke nam hi la nam do yo ma. Yi nam do te yi je nam hi. Yi je nam hi je ne lo to na tene nam do la ru do do.
When you look at a room full of 100 people, you can perceive them all at the same time with your eyes and consciousness, but you won't just on the basis of that know anyone's name. And the reason for that is that the eye consciousness doesn't have any concepts. It's non-conceptual. And so that alone, meditating on the nature of that alone is not enough. The eye consciousness by itself, you could say, is not enough to realize the true nature of thoughts. And the thoughts keep coming, so we have to look for their origin. And their origin is the mental consciousness. So when we're meditating on Mahamudra, we're really meditating on the essential nature of these thoughts. And when you do that, and you look at the essential nature of thoughts and you let go and relax, then the thoughts are self-liberated.
Did you say the karasana? Make it nam hi je tanim zimbata. Zog jiran chenla tanim mebe jim sin jir, jim sin jir.
There are two reasons why the eye consciousness doesn't know anyone's name. First is that the eye consciousness itself doesn't conceptualize. So it can't perceive a name, can't conceive of a name. And secondly, the form itself doesn't have any name attached to it, really.
Then sapendete, wan hi kokpa mikinda sere. Then kokpa la make a kanga togare, kayada togma. Tokpa longa nangeda, so tokpa te, then longa keja kepa, kaje longa keja kie kepa, then the wound. Ransin tomma. Ranu wang bo tangwa yi ni bo te da tu se. Rāru gwaṅbhu kāṅgā tāṅvā āndā vore, tēne dāndā tōme tā tōkye nīcīn dēvā zhukri, tēndā vāsīn. Sāpēntu tsēmārī tēr.
Sākya Pāṇitā, in his Treasury of Valid Cognition, says, the sense consciousnesses are like a person who can see but who is mute. So the sense consciousnesses perceive things, but they can't describe them. The conceptual mental consciousness is like an articulate blind man. The conceptual consciousness doesn't perceive anything directly, so it's like blind, and it doesn't perceive any object of the sense consciousness directly, but it can talk all about them. And so it's like an articulate blind man. And self-awareness has all of its faculties complete and is what connects the two. So this, the aspect of mind that is its experience of itself is the bridge between the non-conceptual sense consciousnesses and the conceptual mental consciousness.
Kokpa tang, kokpa mekin tang, lunga nangke ni je, derwa te, wangpo kanka tsamu mokke, dekhe jako, koni derwa ya posu, tenda wa.
So if you have a person who can see but can't talk, and you have a person who can talk but can't see, then if they're going to relate to each other, you need somebody in between. Right, to convey the information. And not the one who conveys the information is self-awareness, because self-awareness has all of its faculties complete.
Aramik teji de devata dungadam kondro so karachi na ranga rang nyung thoba rang nyung jiri tela aramik siki.
So what is self-awareness?
Teta lazo.
So it's like that.
Yeah, ta, napa, mama.
Hey, there.
Yeah.
You were talking this morning about research and about how people believe now know that the earth is round. And it reminded me of some research on young children. And you teach the child that the earth is round, you show them photographs, you display it to them, you show them the solar system. And if you say to them, what is the earth like, they will say it's round. But the researchers elicited what their true beliefs were. They asked them questions and asked them to draw pictures and found that actually their belief fundamentally was that the earth was flat. So they knew the earth was round, but they believed it was flat. And I'm a bit like that child because I hear the teachings and I know about the nature of existence. But when I act in the world, I act from experiential misconceptions. And what worries me even more, I'm just a child who doesn't understand about the shape of the earth. But they did this research on postgraduate physics students. And they understood complex laws and forces. But if they asked them a question in a particular way, their belief actually came from experiential misconceptions. So maybe if I studied and became a physicist, I'm still acting the world from my experiential misconceptions. Could you give me advice about how to do that?
Kalup de ngasu ngo de riri ina papa hyuna papa hyuna dene leblep chando re te tanda ore papa hyu ma sala tan ne ko leblep chando
so my advice is that it's kind of like your head. Your head is round, but if you skinned it and put the skin out on the table, then it would seem like it was flat.
Yeah, Papa Hugh. Papa Hugh, sort of simple job, then he echoed the Paja and the young Dumbledore. The Gumbledore.
But then if you took that skin and you sewed it back up again and you inflated it, You will be wrong.
Te dan rawore jon dogre ena sagong de koran karresena ya sai te ni ja chen bore so so te so le le chan do de jaga da wo na de ne jam jaga de te su tam je so ko yem da wo yo se le le de ya cha che cha che le le cha gre cha che ka ga du dom du dom bore re se ke do ena cha che cha che de ni le le de
The world is like that. From the perspective of different parts of it, like India or other places, it seems big and flat. But if you put all the pieces together, then it's round.
Then I think I can go to the body young Tapanda when you catch him doing his son, a young little bit. But there's a donor, he is a donor, tangible to say. Talk about the tangible.
And just like that, our heads are round, really, but if you look at just one little piece of your, like your forehead, for example, it's flat. So like if a lice, is this singular for lice?
Mouse.
If a mouse sits on your forehead, it feels like it's in a big plane, a big open flat plane. So just that's what we're like too.
Then I would say that Sakung de Tena, then he Tanda Sak Tingin Japundole, Jitin Kanji Chu, Jinin Pa Jitin Kanji Chu, Jinin Pa Jitin Kanla, Jinin Yoba, Chu Tamjin, Toto Babarsi, Toto Baba Jigin Jin the Babson was it. Chu Kangan Toto Babrobi. Yang thoto kathe papa te yang da kanga jinam ram do de sa te yang te kap so leble da ke cha yo mare ina yang te leble dombo im bata ra cho tham chen thoto ma go te yang jin ram do
the buddha said in the king of samadhi sutra all of the water in the rivers all the rivers of the world flows down and all of the water in all of the rivers flows up. It's flowing in both directions at the same time. And this is, he didn't state it explicitly, but this is talking about how the world is round and how there really is no up and down.
Dhe rakpa te jana sakung sakung dhala ne pe chendo nam thamche ting dhe thamche Tamje Sakung de Teng the name. Teng the name, but Jiji taking water name. Then the other.
You could also change this to say all of the sentient beings on this planet are on the top side of the planet, and all of the sentient beings are on the bottom side. Just depends on your one's own perspective. So it's the same thing.
Then Australia the Navin Jini the so war is it on so Australia the Navin Jini the left so Tango Yulon Risa Chaso in the young got in Jin. Ting Jin. Got in the thing.
So for example, I kept hearing that Australia and New Zealand were down under on the bottom part of the planet. Then I was scheduled to go there. I was afraid I was going to fall off. I would be upside down. But when I got there, I was still right side up. Because there really is no upside down
in right side.
Now I'm not scared to go.
Then that would it.
Then
that would it. Then young Sinti Janam to let in the young Jurva Mahumbal and Jurva Dogri. Chicks and a young Mahumbal and Lebu Chandrach.
And if people's concepts change, then also the shape of the world can change too. Maybe in the future it'll be flat again.
Mambala Namdo Dang Namdo Dang Computer Dang Telephone the Mapa Chand of Caps Yang Kanta in a level of Chinese. Yang was a level of easy.
So for the future there comes an age when there are no planes or telephones or computers like that, then again people will think the world is flat.
Jim Zen Karasino, then in Jikin Jurazon. Jamso Tazo, Kamsa Cha, Kamsa Tazo, Jamso Cha, Kamsa Tazo, Jamso Yanjurazo.
And there are big changes happen in the world. All all the oceans dry up and become land, and the place that will land become the ocean. And that changes a lot of things when that happens. The same way friends become enemies, enemies become friends. What is clean becomes dirty, what is dirty becomes clean.